Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Today is August 29th, 2017. It is 2 p.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for our legal meeting, right? Legal update. I had an agenda. I have an agenda. Today is Tuesday. Luba Remand, Shoemaker, Ellison, 195 Camp, Comp Plan Zone Change, Russell Road. So this is the item that was under discussion at a previous meeting where we, a board had elected to table indefinitely an issue, and we're just looking to do, what do we do with this? You have a recommendation on what we should do?
My recommendation is, since the applicant had requested the board to take no further action and the board therefore tabled it indefinitely, that it is therefore tabled indefinitely, that we, if any further action would require a new application.
I think I agree with that. I think I've taken some time to think about it, and with the applicant being endorsing that idea, the applicant is the driver behind these issues. We don't propose land use changes on our own volition for applicants, rarely if we ever do. And if we did, we'll carry it through to the end, or we will stop it when we want to. It's really in their park, and they don't just get to pick something and then have it languish for so much, not seeing it through the process. So we'd have to start over. And that's my opinion.
Yeah. It's been a long time. What, 1995?
Yeah.
And that was the decision that I had made when the new owner's attorney asked. And then, of course, he went to legal to get a different opinion, but second opinion. But, okay, so that's, then we'll just leave everything the way it is. Like I said, the letter, they've already received a letter to that effect. So, and I'll let legal know what was decided on that.
While we're waiting for legal, if we are waiting for legal, I thought I should bring up, and I'll wait for legal on this, but I am going to bring up, have you read Ms. Gardner's letter?
No.
So she's a member of the Rural Planning Commission. I had brought this to her attention last night. Not her defense, but her argument in favor that she doesn't show bias was really focused on where she was representing, and it didn't go to the point that she had the capacity in her reasoning to see both sides. And so you don't have to read the whole thing.
I could glance through it and see if I get the gist of it.
To me, I reread it after I brought it to her attention at the hearing. It isn't at the planning commissioner's discretion. It's really the planning person, the commissioner's position to recuse themselves. I don't know what action the board could have if we just take it into consideration with the vote that we're either not going to include her position, or we could send her a letter when they reconvene on Thursday from legal recommending that. I believe she's providing, having written that to the board, she's given written testimony prior to a hearing on a subject that is in their jurisdiction, and it shows prejudice to her position prior to the hearing.
I agree, because it wasn't written as a citizen. It was written as a plan commission member.
But she starts it out as a citizen.
The very first sentence.
Yeah, you don't have to read much farther than it's...
Yeah, the very first paragraph is how she's pretty combative.
We're discussing a rural planning commissioner's testimony prior to a hearing to the board on the subject of what the hearing was going to be about, and already determining a position on it without having heard testimony from the public. And from my position, whether I disagree with her or agree with her, that's not the point. The fact that she's been charged by the board to weigh these measures, look at the criteria, look at the direction of the board, all the evidence, and make a determination. She, by evidence of this letter, signed as a planning commission member, and I brought it to her attention last night at the hearing. I felt responsible to do so, not as the chair, but as the liaison, and that's the way I couched it. I'm not speaking on behalf of the board, that she needed to take into consideration her need to recuse herself in this position. Her arguments for why she chose that she could be an unbiased, didn't satisfy my personal opinion. She said that she's a representative. She first asked all the rural planning commission members where they were from and where they represent. They don't represent districts or geography. They all represent the county equally. She is from the Illinois Valley, and then she asked whether or not anybody else was a cannabis involved in the cannabis industry. She's also involved in the cannabis industry. That's not a justification for making a land use decision on this. That really, that's not why you're on this board.
That's not why you're on the board. You weren't.
I'm not handpicking
those questions as you went in.
Should this be under matters from commissioners? Perhaps.
You guys weren't here, so we're taking matters from commissioners.
Okay.
We just decided that it might have a nexus for legal, or we could.
Okay.
What we're looking for is maybe we are under matters from commissioners.
Okay.
Maybe
that's
we're
right.
looking for direction from legal about what it is, mm-hmm. and the community development planning director of what we should do.
Did Wally already weigh in on this? Because it's totally familiar.
He was copied on the emails, but he did not weigh in on it.
Because I think I know who this is.
Yeah, I think I brought it to legal's attention right when it happened.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
I think Wally's direction to me
right.
as the liaison to planning was to bring it to her attention at the hearing and suggest that she evaluate her ability to represent. Having reread the letter and her reasoning last night, I'm not satisfied that she's actually...
Unbiased?
Her ability to represent the public and a broad public.
Right.
And make an educated, based on testimony and... the presentation by the planning director, and I just feel like having written it down on email, it's a public document. If it gets encumbered in some way through protest, either to Luba, whatever, it just doesn't set us up very well for her position. She could be a swing vote in one way or the other, and I mean I know which way she's going to vote.
This would be challenge. This presents
it's grounds
a
for.
It could be a reason for a challenge if it came up even closer to you.
Yeah,
was the deciding vote, or it was close enough to be the deciding vote.
I had concerns with it because I remember when we were in Cape Junction, she had offered to introduce the crowd when Cheryl and Keith Peck were the commissioners. She had offered to introduce them to the crowd at Cape Junction, and she did a little preamble talking about how. If they have a conflict, they should be recusing themselves. You know, so of course, when I saw this, I tuned in and I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Isn't the same thing.
At.
This is worse. You know. She also talked last night about the fact that she was the only one on the board with agricultural experience, and that's why she should continue to vote. Now, one of the members was absent, but if I remember right, he's a farmer. So I mean, it's not like she's the only one representing agriculture out there. But, yeah, it was, I am a little concerned because I also hear that she is meeting with people and talking, and there's not much you can do about that. I just want to make sure we're staying ethical on it and not taking data that we're privy to and then...
It's an incredibly pointed letter, and frankly, there's no better excuse or example of a predetermined bias before a hearing. And in my opinion, I can't serve in good faith to the public of Joseph County endorsing a planning commissioner to continue any hearing without giving valid justification for remaining unbiased in this position. And so I'm looking to legal for direction. They're looking to have their continuance of a hearing that happened last night till Thursday, and I would appreciate it if the board could reach a conclusion either one way or the other. But my recommendation is that legal send the planning commission a letter that says that she needs to recuse herself, or maybe be asked to step down from the planning commission. But this
she
is not a debate.
Far better served, and I'll put that writing.
She apologized. She said she won't let it happen again. It doesn't really matter. It happened,
yeah.
And you can't do that. It's the fundamentals of being on a planning commission. It's being a judge and saying you're guilty before you've even had a trial.
Well, it's who's going to use that later.
It has potential, I think, to disrupt the process. And the public looking for an unbiased, valid recommendation to the board?
We're looking for it.
I want one.
I want a completely...
Even if she wrote a letter and said, I agree 100% with the proposed text amendment, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you don't get to do that. It's not the fact that she's opposed to it. It really doesn't matter. you're making a decision before the hearing, and you can't do that.
She's acting as a planning commission member without planning commission approval.
Right. So that's the gist of it, if you wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what her point was in writing that.
So this, she's responding to the already adopted ordinance. Is the, under
there's,
this one?
It's a proposed text amendment. The RR.
She's got a number on it, 034.
That's order number 2017-034 is the order that the board.
Oh, she's got ordinance, so.
Yeah, she's wrong on it.
There's
just
no
by
ordinance.
Saying 034,
okay.
She was
We've only passed
the order.
Maybe one ordinance
okay.
in
I
all
know.
Of 17.
So it was a one.
It's an order.
One. It's like, where did that come from?
She's got it confused.
Okay.
She's referencing last night's.
Okay,
here.
Got it.
Okay.
I don't think we have a choice. I mean, to maintain and uphold the validity of what the Planning Commission is supposed to be doing, I can't in good conscience let it continue. And I wasn't going to interrupt the hearing last night to do it. It wasn't the time to do it.
Okay, we'll do some checking.
Really, what I was honestly looking for in that situation was for her to provide a valid argument in response to my questioning her, and she didn't. And that would have been her chance to do it. I don't want to have a meeting. I don't want to sit down with her. You know, she'll petition if she does to do that. No, yours was in the hearing. That was the record. You had an opportunity, and she didn't provide it to me. Yeah.
Do you want
it? I'll get a copy of it.
Okay.
Can we get him a copy? Okay, so we talked about the item number one, and the board's opinion is that previous application tabled by a previous board is tabled indefinitely. The board is not planning on resurrecting it. So in order to accomplish whatever the issue was, you'll have to start out with, the applicant will have to start out with a new application from scratch.
So this question had been raised one other time years ago as to, right now we have this order that's hanging out there from 1996 on the board's own motion to remand or to hold
bring
this
it back.
Hearing. So is there any thought that we might want to
So it's on a different
repeal
subject?
Repeal this order?
Or it's no. this subject?
Yeah, this subject.
Yeah, we can repeal the order.
Yeah, I mean it's hanging out there and as
yep.
long as it's there.
Should clean it up.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the intent of the board is to put this one to bed.
Yep.
Okay.
It's unfortunate because I like land use hearings that enable property owners to do what they do, but you gotta be diligent. You can't wait
can't
30
wait
years, 25 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the last that we had heard from the planning director at the time, he said, I think they've given up. So.
And they asked to have it tabled. I mean.
Yes. It did have to do with the IRR, but then that all got settled, so. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The CIRR? The composite.
Soils, internal
yeah.
rate of return. What's
yeah.
a C for?
Cumulative.
Oh, okay.
Composite,
I
internal rate of return.
It's
Mr.
Dirt.
Ford.
It's all dirt to me.
Yeah. Mr. Ford came
you
up.
You don't know, I don't.
Well, Brown. Mr. Brown came up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Larry Brown. Only county in the nation with the CIRR. Item number two is findings and decision in the matter of an appeal filed by Brimstone Natural Resources Company of the Community Development Director's decision to approve with conditions to authorize placer mining activities within the riparian corridor of Brimstone Gulch and to consider the proposed reclamation and landscape plan. Assessor's legal 34-06-08, tax lot 800. I didn't. Where are we at on this? I can't remember.
This, or you have the draft order, which Julie made some red. I don't think you've seen Julie's changes. There's nothing super substantive in them. But Wally did say go ahead with the changes. One of them would be to take out the order number because we don't generally use order numbers with findings. And
okay.
The others, she did have some questions, but I don't. I'm not sure he's answered them. Was this in the, let's say, application?
How do we approve a findings of fact? Is it by resolution?
No, it's just findings. It's just a document.
We approve them at a meeting, and then they go on the consent calendar.
Yeah.
I know. What's the mechanism that carries it? Most things we either approve by contract, resolution, order, ordinance.
Yeah. It's just a document that's called findings. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had a question. So he's in here, it talks about one of the finding of facts things is, it says, Brimstone's plan is to recover glacier gold by digging a series of small holes from which ore burn will be set aside next to each so-called cell. The ore-bearing material will then be blah, blah, blah. And I was saying, is that something that was brought out in the hearing? Because I did not recall that. However, that doesn't mean anything.
I think the relevance of it is it's under the 5,000 cubic yards, 1 acre per annual year disturbance, which is the threshold for a Dagami permit.
Yeah, I was just questioning it because I've always been taught findings of fact are what occurred during that hearing in that case.
Yeah.
So if that wasn't disclosed in there, I was saying, should that be in the findings? That was my question on that. And it was just a question.
Did we talk about that?
I don't remember talking about that, but it should be in the recording. Don't we have a recording of it? To just go back and listen to it again?
And there was another section, too, that I was questioning. Did that really happen during the hearing? But again, it, you know, enough time has went by that
it's hard
I
to recall.
Be wrong. I just wanted to make sure we didn't err, especially knowing it's probably been here.
Who wrote the findings? It was a cumulative effort of the applicant and your office, kind of.
Wally and Dole.
Dole wrote them.
And I think we need to be pretty thorough.
How do we rectify
know,
that?
I mean, we didn't really. I don't think that anybody in our office went back through and
reviewed the record.
Reviewed the record at all.
So this was on an appeal of the planning director's decision. This was a very short hearing, wasn't it?
It wasn't very long.
So it's something we could. Right? It's something we could review.
Yeah, the first hearing wasn't that long, and then it got tabled, and I wasn't there for that one. That's when I was on vacation.
And then I just read a letter on behalf of the board. So the first one was pretty short.
Yeah, so, and that's why I'm questioning that, because we know that people are lining up to appeal it. They've already put us on notice.
I think you're well-founded.
That's dot all the I's across the line. How do we rectify it if it's not in there?
Well, we have, they do list the public hearings on May 15th and June 2nd. May 30th was the board met in executive session. And then June 2nd, that was that little short. Okay, we're done. But So
the May 15th hearing is the one I probably need to listen to.
May 15th and June 2nd.
Can you dial that in at all?
Yeah, and it was just those two areas that I had a question.
That sounds good. Okay, I don't mind if the board is willing as the liaison to go, I'll review that hearing, mm-hmm. make sure that what we did say in there or what we heard is a reflection, and then
I think Julie brings up a good point, though, because this will be appealed. We better have all the. Yeah. You don't want to throw them back on that.
No. Right. Well, there'll probably be other elements of remand.
Yeah,
I can give you a copy of this with her.
Perfect.
Then that shows you what she was questioning.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Are we planning on trying to move that to a weekly business session? So it's next week. It would be the first weekend.
It's up to
in
you.
In September. That's what I'd like to do. I think we need to move it forward as fast as... I mean, they've had it to us for a little while. I just need to spend the half an hour to an hour reviewing that hearing and then say yay or nay on what we said, what was said. It's a good start. So let's just put that on a calendar thing for me to do Friday, and we'll have it ready for the weekly business session the following week.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can move on.
Amendment number 1 to Intergovernmental Agreement number 160056 with the State of Oregon Judicial Department for Courtroom Improvements. So this is an amendment to increase the value of the IGA to accommodate the increase in cost, right? Yeah, goes up to $133,000. So it includes the 115, I think, 118, okay, not too far off, was the total projected cost of the project. Then we've included a 10% contingency and a 10% or 5% facilities administration fee. So Ryan's going to get 5% of the contract, and then 10% contingency. That gets us to 133,193, which OJD is either approved or approving or will once we approve it. Do you guys know the process on that? I know Wally's been facilitating that, so
on,
you may not.
This?
Do we sign it first and then send it to OJD?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We'll give it back to the court. It does have a cover sheet for next week.
Cool.
Business Let's. Session.
It's a consent calendar item, in my opinion. It's not making any changes in fiscal things for our dollars. It's just accommodating the project reports. Mm-hmm. And we've already approved the contract. This is just an amendment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. Any questions? Or
no. Maybe just back.
This hasn't been easy for us. We come here and we spend 30 seconds on it. That's not what this takes. This has been a challenge. So. Item number 4 is intergovernmental agreement with City of Grants Pass for Emergency Services Manager. I appreciate that this is on the agenda. Do we have a draft?
Yeah.
You guys are incredible.
That big pile of papers is there.
Yeah, these are the ones.
This is her pre-workout warm-up.
This is for Wendy.
Thank you.
So on this, my understanding was that they didn't want to put, or you didn't want to put in any hours, but it would be best to have some outside parameter of something, because otherwise there's nothing to, it would not.
A maximum or a minimum?
Whichever way you want to do. I think the maximum that would be spent for the city.
Yeah, right. You'd want a parameter, because otherwise they say, well, will we want that?
You have to have a parameter budget for. You have to have a number of some sort.
Some sort.
If they're paid by the hour, you do. But if it's just a set amount, then you don't necessarily have to have hours. Like if it's
the percentage.
Yeah.
Maybe?
I like that last part, item number 8 under the Exhibit A. It's just provide. City shall provide funding.
Oh, those are changes that were made.
No, they're good, though. I like
provide,
both of those. And then...
Shall providing.
I understand from speaking with the city that they have $25,000 budgeted for this person, this service. I don't know if it's a full allocation to us, because that's the last time they talked about, you know, outfitting that emergency services operation. So so these are yearly installments. It's a good thing that we've got 3 years out there. I think that's good. Ideally, I think we want to probably have those funds in at a different time of year so that we would meet the budget cycles. Mm-hmm. So if they pay, it's not going to be August 31st, obviously. If they pay September 31st, that satisfies the fiscal year of 17-18. Mm-hmm. And so we would want them to pay in July of 18. That's fine. And then July
or June 30th. July, you know, that gives them 1 month.
Yeah, 1 month to do it.
Okay.
That's just fine.
Yeah.
But it starts out the fiscal year that we're paid for up front. You're paying your rent up front. That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
They prorate when they start in August, are they going to prorate the amount?
Don't even ask that question.
I'm just asking.
Look at you. You're not working for them anymore.
I'm not. No, I'm just asking because that's a question they're going to ask.
Well, it's only a month or two months. September. 3 months. All right, whatever.
I'm just asking.
It's something that we'll address if they raise the issue.
Well,
have
we
done anything for them in these in?
No.
July, August.
No.
Oh, you mean that for this year's payment? Yeah. Good point.
Oh, that's fine. We're actually doing quite well because our current IGA is costing us zero. So the staff person that was there hasn't been on payroll. The program is appreciating $6,000 a month of not having any expense, so we can afford to go 3 months without getting revenue on that contract that doesn't exist yet. So I'll take this to Aaron. We took out the position job description because that could change over time.
So the scope of work came from...
the city?
No. It came from... So the general services portion came right off our website because I thought...
Oh, that's excellent.
What better place to get it from? And the specific services actually did come from the city, except it's changed. I mean, you know, we had county shall do this. And then the yellow is where we...
That's really great.
Just a little changes.
What is number 11? I don't speak French.
Number 11. Oh.
That's a legal term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it basically says if something bizarre happens, like there's an earthquake and she can't get to her radio to do what she's supposed to do, of course she's trying her best. But if something strange happens, if something strange happens, like a bridge falls down, she can't get to the bridge across the river very quickly. She'll get there as soon as she can.
She's under a pile of rubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. She'll dig herself out as fast as she can to do what she needs to do, but she won't necessarily be in breach.
That's okay.
It's appropriate in other types of contracts, frankly.
How do you pronounce that?
True.
Force majeure, but it's not a bad thing for us because it's not her that's under contract.
Yeah.
The county's under contract.
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility after she is discovered under rubble, who are we putting in position to satisfy the merits of this contract, the scope of work?
Right.
That's our responsibility, and we need a little bit of time, you know. And so it's not like the continuity of service has an ability to be interrupted, but our intent is to maintain it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So
they can't force us into
They can't say, well, that's it.
Yep, contract's over. You can't do it. No, just breathe a little bit. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. So you'll talk to Aaron about the hours?
Yeah, the max hours.
Or whatever.
It'll be an average max hours because I can see her spending a lot more time at certain times of year and then less time at other times of year. So,
and a lot of this, I think, for their part of it, they don't have the forest fire things that we have here. Theirs is basically a retainer, I would think, more than anything else.
Yeah, and she's got so much. They're looking at they want to do a continuity of operations plan. Sarah is just finishing with Jackson County.
Right.
She just got done doing the whole tutorial thing through the state's program that we just purchased that we're going to be going through. She's not going to have to figure it out like anybody else in the system. It's a huge asset to them to have her as a resource.
She's going to have deliverables with them writing their plan, not necessarily fielding an emergency.
Yeah.
She's more of on retainer consultant at their fingertips if they need it.
Exactly.
That's why all these things are very specific to the city. Eight things.
Well, this is great. I really appreciate the progress you've made, and I have to apologize that this was something I was supposed to try to get to the city for their Monday morning workshop. But
they had their hands full. I went over yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they wouldn't. They would never come to consensus. I think I'd wait until they have a full. They were missing two members yesterday.
Okay.
And then the mayor had to step out. So, I mean, it was pretty...
Wouldn't have worked anyway.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked yesterday.
I don't think this is a controversial element for the city.
No.
It's just... So, I haven't endorsed... I need to go talk to JJ. The letter of intent doesn't have the numbers and figures that I thought that we had agreed upon. So, I haven't sent that to Sarah yet. I need to do that right after this meeting before I leave today. Get that solidified, because then the board did approve signing the letter of intent. We're going to get this done and move forward.
So. Yeah, I think this is pretty important because that letter of intent's got to hinge on this. But I think if you're close with Aaron, if you're really close with Aaron, I think
big part is the fact that they have the money and the budget to do it, and they're contracting with this person already. So there's a relationship they've chosen. They're satisfied.
This just cleans it up.
It does.
Cleans it up well.
So. Not a done deal, but I don't think it's really going to be. I don't anticipate any major hurdles, but we're leaning into it. This is really good. Anything else from the board? I like the fact that we moved through a pretty big agenda, even covered a couple of other items in a half an hour. We really need to focus. We need to focus on having, you know, an urgency to our meetings. That's just the way I feel. It's going to be tough, I think, for Commissioner Morgan when she comes in as the chair. There's a balance between cutting off good discussion but moving the issue forward, or satisfying what you can in the day you have, or pushing it off to a time when we had a conversation on subject earlier last week or whatever. We were never going to get to a resolve. We were going to replow that ground at the next meeting we'd already agreed to, and that's important to cut it off and then move it forward. But that's just me. I'm going to look and see about my list. Oh, we've been asked, you guys aren't, property's in your office. There's a piece of property in Wolf Creek in front of the Wolf Creek Inn that the county owns. It has not been on a sales list. If you guys could help me work with Mike or do a little bit of the background, I'd like to see there's a constituent who asked about it who has a nexus with the Wolf Creek Inn, and they want to purchase, utilize. It's real small. We need to figure out how do we get out from under that.
There's a little triangle looking
in front of the community building out there.
Right, right. Yeah, I think you're right.
And I don't know why we have that. So, I wish Julie was here. I can't talk about this. This is land use. We'll get that done a different way. Nope, I'm
through that hearing this afternoon.
Good. I think I'm good. You have anything?
Last night.
Right.
I'm gonna watch it on the computer.
Wow.
I didn't attend. Time it was right.
Okay.
Have fun.
I think I'm good. Is Wally here?
No, not today.
Okay. It is 2:32. The board is going to take item number 6, which is executive session, item number A, which is legal counsel priorities under ORS 192.6602F and H. That provides and gives authority to the board to meet in executive session. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will welcome the audience back into the room for either further deliberations or decisions if they are necessary. So at 2:33, we'll turn the recorder off. So the board is back in public session at 3:07. We're going to continue that item, I think, till we have something to bring back before the board and bring Commissioner Morgan and Councilor Hicks in the fold. So anything else for the board?
Nope.
Go to the order. We're good to go and adjourned until tomorrow at our weekly business session. So we're done here at 3:08.